So we've been in a series titled Choose Kindness. And put that up, Tammy. Choose Kindness. So our theme for the year, or this year's Pancake Tent, is two words, Choose Kindness. Now, this is taken off the t-shirts that we'll be getting in a week or two prior to fair. And it's our theme. It's what we, it's our mission. And here's what I've come to realize. The people that are going to enjoy the fair the most are the people that are going to live with the mission in mind. The people that go down just to show up to work, to do stuff, they're going to have a harder time. You know why? It becomes a sense of obligation, a sense of duty. But listen, when you and I live for the mission in life, it changes everything. It takes us to a new level. And so today, I want to continue what we started a couple weeks ago, that we want to be a people on the fairgrounds and even before and after that, that choose kindness in all that we do. I'd like for you to take your sermon listening guide and let's read together verses 12 and 13, Colossians 3 in your notes. Let's read it. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. There's a few words I want to lift out. And Paul says to clothe yourself. Now, you think of clothing yourself with outer garments. These are inner garments. Here's what it means. It means to put on the inside. It means to sink in or to absorb. So when Paul says, get dressed, he wants us to embrace or absorb or put on the traits listed here. He starts with compassion. And then he says, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Here's what kindness means. It means a goodness that makes you fit for service. And so if you want to make a difference in all of your relationships in life, put on kindness when you interact with your wife, your husband, your children, your parents, people you work with. Put it on, clothe yourself, it makes you fit for service. It'll do something to elevate the relational connections you have in life. Now, in your notes, the word kindness, let's just revisit that. It means to meet a need and avoid human harshness. I'm convinced some of my worst days is when I become harsh in what I say to other people. It just undermines everything relationally. If you want a tip of how to improve your relationships with other people in life, avoid human harshness. Especially, listen, the 60 seconds where you are the most angry with another person, if you can say 50% or less of what you're really thinking and want to say, you will protect that relationship. You know why? The worst words, the razor sharp words that come out are in like a 60 second window when you're upset with somebody. And that is when the most damage is done. Human harshness undermines our relational connections, and it can sabotage our testimony. So Paul says, listen, get dressed. Clothe yourself with this thing called kindness. It's a garment you put on. Here's the big idea for the fair. Every attitude, word, and action will be marked by kindness. So it's a mindset. It's a heart determination, where we will go to the fairgrounds 9 days. It's a missions trip. And we will intentionally put on a garment of kindness, and every word, action, and attitude should be marked by it. So That's our mission. That's what we're going down there first priority, to represent Jesus himself on the fairgrounds. And then somewhere underneath that, we're going to serve pancakes. I have to come back to this again. I learned a year or two ago that it was a tough year. Previously, there have been different seasons in the Pancake Tent experience, and this year was a kind of a difficult one, but I came to realize this. We hadn't focused enough on the mission. We were there to do a job, but the job becomes stressful. But when you're focused on the mission, life goes a lot easier. I came to realize, you know who's going to enjoy the tent the most? People that are focused on the mission. They're excited to be there. So we've been doing this about 15 years, and many of you have gone to the fair more than that, and the fair is the fair. But if we get hooked and focused on the mission, choose kindness, let me tell you, it's going to be a great week. It'll be a fun week, but it takes some intentionality to accomplish that. So here's what I want to do today. I want to share with you four ways to choose kindness. Now, this is simple stuff, all right? I'm going to just forecast that and warn you. This message is really simple. It's something for everybody. Let's get started. Number one, the first way you choose kindness is with your smile. With your smile. Did you know you have about 30 pairs of muscles in your face? And I did some reading, and there's a dispute of how many muscles it takes to smile versus frown, but they do say that it takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown. But the point is, we have a choice of what we do with our smile. Now, read with me Proverbs 17:22 in your notes. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. I want to talk about a cheerful heart. A cheerful heart is one that has gladness inside it. A cheerful heart is filled with joy. A cheerful heart is free of some of the encumbrances of life, and they journey through life just with a spirit of gladness. Now, here's the secret. What's in your heart shows up on your face. Jesus said, you know, as the heart goes, the mouth speaks. The two are connected. And so if you have joy in your heart and gladness and a sense of, wow, you're happy about life, it's going to show up on her face. The writer says, a cheerful heart is good medicine. It's a healing cure. You know, it amazes me when you walk into a room. And people have done this to me, and they smile at me, don't even say a word, but it influences me. I want to smile back. Thank you. You know, your smile can make a big difference in the lives of people. And the writer here says, a cheerful heart, which shows up on your face, is good medicine to the people you bump into. This is the principle called reaping and sowing. Walk with me on this. If you and I sow good smiles into people's lives, it's going to come back. You sow it and you reap it. You plant it and it somehow comes back to you. On the other hand, if you and I sow frowns or negativity, eventually, that comes back to us too. We reap what we sow. So the writer here says this. If you have a cheerful heart, it'll show up in your smile. It'll be healing medicine to other people. Someone has said that smile, it's the key that fits everyone's heart. So here's a quote. You're never fully dressed without a smile. Now, I've got a challenge for everybody here. I want you to turn to the person next to you, and I want you to give them your best smile. some of you are getting there. You're getting there. You're good. Okay. So that's the deal. You're never fully dressed without a smile. Make it a mission starting today that you want to smile more. Seriously. You know what? It can make a difference in people. It's nonverbal. You don't have to say a word. You just smile at somebody, and it can impact their life. All right. Number two, the second way we choose kindness is with your attitude. Your attitude. Read with me on the backside, Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgives you. So Paul says this, be kind. In other words, make it a mission of your life to one another. Now, I like to think of attitude, and I've shared this before, as a weather pattern. Everybody here has one. What do I mean by that? You don't have to say a word. You walk into a room, and your weather pattern precedes you. Now, for some, you can see lightning and thunder, you know. For others, it's partly sunny, partly overcast. For others, it's complete sunshine. For others, they walk in, there's a fog, you know. Seriously. Okay. But the point is, everybody has a weather pattern. When you choose kindness, listen, your weather pattern changes things. You don't have to say a word. Now, in this verse, there's a great insight. Paul says, be kind to one another, tender-hearted. That means be sensitive to people, forgiving one another. Now, down at the tent, I want to just tell you two things are going to happen. When the line is out the door and, you know, whether we're short on people or it's just a stressful time, two things can happen. I might offend somebody because I'm stressed, and somebody might offend me. Both of those things have happened. Forgiving one another means that we live life loosely with the offense from other people. Prepare your heart for that. It's just the nature of the tent. Now, big picture, I want to share this. Think of your heart as a container. Just a big container. If a person is unforgiving toward themselves or to other people, there's something that clogs up that pipeline. Kindness cannot flow as freely as it should. Now, kindness starts with being kind to yourself. I was up at the jail and using some of these same principles, and I asked him a question. How kind are you toward yourself? And some of the inmates said, you know, I really am. I'm kind. I'm good. Others were angry with themselves. You know why? Past mistake. They regret stuff. And so they had anger towards themselves. You know what that does? It plugs up the pipeline of kindness. Now, unforgiveness toward other people can do the same thing. If there's something inside you that's hung up that you haven't got past, it's plugging up the flow of kindness. Paul says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, and forgive one another. It's either forgiving someone else of an offense or forgiving yourself. You know what happens? You free up the pipeline for kindness to flow through you to other people. Alan Cohen said this, kindness to self will put you in a perfect attitude and position to be kind to others. Here's the insight. How kind are you toward yourself? Because when you have that freed up sense of love towards yourself, you can then freely love other people and be kind to them. There's a relationship between the two. And so we have to keep the chute clean. We have to keep the pipeline open so the kindness can flow. Here's a few quotes. A bad attitude is like a flat tire. If you don't change it, you'll never go anywhere. I thought that's pretty good, isn't it? Here's another one. Attitudes are contagious. Make yours worth catching or watching. Have a question. As you journey through life at home and then you go to work or you go to different places in the community, is your attitude and my attitude worth watching and catching? You know why? It's contagious. You don't have to say a word. It's the weather pattern that goes before us. And here's the last one. Be kind to yourself and then let your kindness fill the world. When you are loving towards yourself and you're freed up, you can then give it away in the bucketfuls to other people. So, two ways to be kind. Number one, with your smile. Number two, with your attitude, your weather pattern, just who you are as an individual. Number three, the third way is this. You choose kindness with your words. Read with me Ephesians 4:28. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. I love these verses. We've used them before or shared them before. But here's the key. Paul says, wear a filter over your mouth. He says, don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths. He's saying he has a filter. It's a discipline. It's a practice in which he literally is careful and intentional what goes out past the filter. You know, for people that love coffee, a coffee gets put into the pot and the water, the filter, the coffee gets put in and there's a filter there and the water goes on top and it drips down through it. It catches the coffee grounds. You know why? You don't want to drink that. When you have a filter over your mouth, you don't let the grounds get out. The stuff that's unwholesome, that's negative, that'll tear people down, you're careful. And he says this, only speak what is helpful in building others up. Building others up. You go to the fairgrounds, you want to build people up. People you haven't even met yet. You get 30 seconds with them, build them up, compliment them. How about your husband or wife, your kids, your family? Build them up. Be careful, wear the filter. Because that is the kind of person God will bless as a vessel of kindness. We're careful with the words that we speak. So Sarah Fielding says this, the words of kindness are more healing to a drooping heart than balm or honey. In other words, kind words can make a huge difference in the life of your wife, your husband, your children, your friends and family. Just because you're careful of what you speak. Here's a quote. Your words have power. Use them wisely. Joyce Meyer says that our words are containers of power. So we want the container, the power, to be used in a positive way. All right. So number one, it's with your smile. Number two, with your attitude. Number three, with your words. And finally, number four. The fourth thing is with your actions. With your actions. I was at a restaurant not long ago, and I went to the counter to get a soda. And there was a young lady behind the counter. I don't think I've ever seen her before. I didn't know her name. And she said, here. She just said, that's okay. And I said, no, I'm glad to pay for it. And she said, no, just take it. I was a little taken back because it was an act of kindness that I was not expecting. Do you know what the greatest impacts are? Unexpected kindness. when somebody does something for you, you didn't expect or ask for. And so we find that your actions are powerful. Read with me Proverbs 11:17. A kind man benefits himself, but a cruel man brings trouble on himself. I love this. Here's what it's saying. You want to benefit your own self? You literally go through life with being kind to other people. There's a boomerang. There's a sowing and reaping principle. You can benefit your own life by being kind to other people. That's just how life works. On the other hand, it says a cruel man brings trouble on himself. You want to sabotage your life? You want no friends very quickly? Just be mean and critical and negative with the people in your life. In a short period of time, you won't have anybody left. On the other hand, if you're the kind of person that you're a vessel of kindness and your words and your actions and your attitudes, you just go through life, you're being kind. Let me tell you, you are planting a harvest. You're planting seeds, and over months and years, you're just going to reap a huge harvest. You know what it's going to be? You're going to have people that will be kind to you, and they'll just come around you because you've been kind to them. And so it's a great principle that with our actions, we can bless other people. Jackie Chan, in your notes, sometimes it takes only one act of kindness and caring to change a person's life. Okay, let's go to the fairgrounds. Thousands of people, some you don't know, many you don't know, some you do. You're going to bump into them. You're going to have short conversations. You're going to have 5 or 10 minutes with them. I want you to intentionally think about this. What you say and what you do, maybe it's complimenting somebody. Maybe it's buying them a lunch. Maybe it's doing something for them. You can impact their life by one act of kindness. After all, that's what happens to us when people are kind to us. So here's a quote. I'll have Tammy put it up. Unexpected kindness is the most powerful, least costly, most underrated agent of human change. You want to influence somebody in the fairgrounds? Just go down there and act in a kind manner. The words you speak, your attitudes, your actions, your smile, and even before you get there, do it in your home. Be the vessel and pipeline of kindness to change another person through how you act. And here's another quote. One simple act of kindness can change a life. You know, you read stories of people that were about to go out and take their life. They were suicidal. And somebody came along and did something very simple for them, and it intercepted it. You never know what's going on in another person's life. And when we bump into thousands of people down there, we have no idea what their backstory is. So the mission is this: choose kindness in every word, attitude, and action when we go to the fairgrounds. We want to be a people that are marked by kindness when we step onto the fairgrounds. Here's my concluding slide. Small acts of kindness, when multiplied by millions of people, can transform the world. Now let me just ratchet that down. We're not millions of people, but if we take 100+ people on the fairgrounds, and if we do individual repeated acts of kindness and you multiply that, you can influence an entire fair, especially when you have God's blessing on it. And so I want us to understand our mission, choosing kindness. We want to be a kind people. Not only that, but practice it today in your home. Make a difference by allowing God to speak through you as we get dressed with the garment of kindness. Let's bow for prayer. Father, we thank you this morning just for life and We know things aren't always perfect, but we thank you for the goodness of your grace that gives life meaning and purpose and energy and hope. I pray for that 9 days that we'll be down on the fairgrounds, that you will make us a people that is marked by kindness in everything we do. And Father, we pray that you will multiply the blessing to the entire fair. It's a big request. You would be God through us, and that, Lord, we would be a people intentionally, purposefully living as Jesus' representative to be kindness on the fairgrounds. Help us during the stress points when things pile up and it's a really difficult day or time at the tent. We just pray for grace, but we just pray big picture that you will multiply the deposits of kindness that we will make as a people, Lord, through our smiles, our attitudes, our words, and our actions. And Father, we're excited for this year that you will just bless us in that way. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.